What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com, Corsair Gaming, and Ant Lion Audio. We have a fantastic show for you lined up. I know I always say that, but I mean it this time, because we're doing something outside of the box. We're actually going to be playing a game with a few of our live viewers from Twitch. It's going to be chaos, it's going to be nuts, it's going to be weird, but it's going to be fun. We're also, at the end of the show, paying tribute to our fantastic Patreon subscribers. If you are a Patreon subscriber, we are going to read your name in a comical fashion for all to enjoy. I hope you guys enjoy it. On top of that, we have all the things you come to expect from Video Game Bang. What you playing? Aaron Carter is here. David Webb is here. Larissa is even here on a Wednesday show. My name is Corey Vincent. All that and much, much more on this week's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here. This is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming, come sail away with us. And Ant Lion Audio, Fear the Roar. Is that it?
No.
I feel like, can we start
keep
over again?
Keep your headphones, get a mod mic.
Keep your headphones, get a mod mic. I'm sorry. I appreciate you correcting
God.
Me. This is something that needs to happen to build a healthy podcast. Thank you very much.
You know what else needs to happen to build a podcast? Recording.
I have no,
no
idea what
way.
You're talking about.
I mean, without it, you're just talking into dead air, aren't you?
Yeah. And who would ever do that?
I have no idea.
You hear his voice. He is the first one. He's my harshest critic, but somehow still my best friend, Aaron Carter.
I believe if you don't have critics in your life, you're not doing anything right. That's what that is.
I've heard similar things like that.
Yeah.
It's like that whole philosophy. If like for video games.
Okay.
If you're not running into bad guys, you're not going the right way.
Exactamundo.
We had a moment.
I don't know about all that.
Gross.
We didn't have a bromit?
I don't think we did. I think you wanted one there. And that was the grossest sound I've ever heard. Whoever just
He's the grossest sound you ever heard joining us on a weekday show. The real David Webb, ladies and gentlemen.
I accept that intro and think that it could be better. Hey, everybody.
Wow.
What a bitch. That's not how it works.
I don't know how to give an insult politely.
So it's a system called...
Go fuck yourself, kindly.
There's a good name for a system there.
So please go fuck yourself.
It's called the BAT system. This is, and I'm giving you guys... I went to Richard Pryor classes.
Isn't he the guy from Two and a Half Men?
Is that,
no.
No.
Richard Kelly?
Richard Pryor is black.
Oh, I just heard Pryor, and I thought, isn't that...
Richard Pryor?
I don't know who you're talking about. Wait.
From...
White people problems.
What was he on?
A whole bunch of stuff that you've probably never seen.
The Toy, I remember, where the white kid was.
The Toy?
Yeah, wasn't that it? Where he was like, oh, okay, whatever. But I went to Richard Pryor classes, and they taught you a lot of strategies and how to deal with people in the business place. I was trying to figure out how do I can apply this to the podcast. And so I'm using what's called BAT, right? So if a behavior happens, you notice it with an eye. So, behavior. So, Aaron is annoying. He rolls his eyes at me. This happens once per show.
I have glasses on. Can't see that.
Yeah, I've gotten good at seeing through them. So, I say, I notice that you're rolling your eyes. Then I'm going to assume something. That's the A in BAT. Then I say, I'm assuming what I'm saying is not interesting to you. Right? And then for T, so I just gave you an out. And then for T, I ask if that's true. So is that accurate?
No. What's B stand for?
Behavior. So it's noticing a behavior.
Okay, that's good. A, no. You shouldn't assume anything.
You always assume.
You should just ask.
I'm giving you an out.
If
yeah,
you
ask.
Ask.
Assume, ask. Same thing.
No.
No, do you know what assume means?
There you go.
You make an ass out of you and me.
I swear to God, if you come out with more grandma stuff.
Ask. It should be ask them something. Don't assume anything. Go in there as a blank slate. So say you're being annoying, you know, and I notice that.
Okay.
He's being annoying, and I see everybody else around the, like, you know, getting a little jittery. Then I'll be like, Corey, what's up? I'm not assuming anything. I'm just asking.
You're assuming
something.
That there's something up.
You can say, no, nothing, like a woman. Or
no,
you can admit that there's something wrong.
And then if you do say something, if you say nothing.
Then we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, boom, T.
Tonight
bat.
On
just
Dr.
did it,
Phil.
Boom. We just came over to a new seminar, bat, bam.
You should be the new Richard Pryor.
And
then we got to give her just dues. Joining us all the way from, I don't know, parts unknown. She is the insatiable. She's usually on a weekend show, but she's here on the weekday just for you guys. Her name is... Oh, no, we can't say her name. Damn it. Oh, man, I guess we'll never know who she is. Damn it. I timed that impeccably.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, then.
Thank you. That is, of course, the What You Playing theme song. The show is already way off the rails, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm not going to try and lie. We're going to have a very good show for you guys because we're going to be doing some things that we don't normally do. We're going to have a special game segment with our live audience where we're going to have three volunteers call in and play a game with us for the chance to win an amazing prize. And at the very end of the show, that's Italian.
So terrible.
At the very end of the show, we're going to do the segment that we've been promising our patrons where we are going to read all of their names top to bottom in a very interesting manner.
Mm-hmm.
So, but before we get to all that,
Yeah, we gotta appease the Patreons, the patrons.
Yep. And as always, Patreons will get the first dibs to play in our game. So if you're not already and you're in the chat right now, you can join our patron website. Go to patreon.com/videogamebang. All you have to do is give a minimum of $1 a month. You're entered to win a copy of Street Fighter V on your platform of choice or a game of equal or lesser value if you already have it. You can't beat that. It's a good deal.
All right.
That it?
I think that's
it. That's the business?
Yeah.
So what you've been playing, Larissa?
I got the new Fire Emblem game. It's you buy one of the games, you get the other one off the network for half off. So it's Rebirth and Conquest. Yeah. I feel like
this
is happening.
Is it kind of like Pokemon to where it's silver and gold?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Two different sides of the story.
Wait. Two different sides of the story. So I can't get the full story if I don't have the other one?
Uh-oh.
Say yes.
Oh.
You get the full story, but you're just playing on a different path.
Okay.
So it's like start with your main character, and there's two paths to take, and then eventually they lead to the end result. But all of the way the characters interact, the characters that you have on your team, and everything that's going on one path of the story, they're both different.
Both going towards the same goal?
But in a different way.
Okay.
And then, the way all the characters speak to each other is different.
I'll slightly accept that.
Yeah.
I can see if it was like, one is the bad guy side and one of the good guy side, and you can buy those two.
Sort of. But playing both sides, what I've come to realize is that it all depends on your point of view.
I like those type of games.
So I took Conquest side first, and the goal on that side is you stay on the bad, because the king is corrupt.
Like they all are.
And he's your father.
Like they all are.
And, well,
I'm just noticing cliche on top of cliche on top of cliche.
Okay, so, yeah, aside from the story being really, really predictable, it's okay to deal with, but the 3D animations, the cutscenes, it's like watching a movie. It's really, really good. The character customization is good. You also have this new thing where you can create your own castle. So you put like the smithy, you put the staff shop and weapons and stuff. You have a smithy.
A
blacksmith shop?
Yeah.
Well, you can't say blacksmith anymore in 2016, Aaron. So it's now you call them smithies.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
You can call them African American smiths.
I don't even like that.
But that's smithy just avoids.
Is the blacksmith from Africa?
I just went through a lot of like training for what's appropriate in the workplace.
By white
and
people,
so
right?
If there's like several pens, you know, and you need something to write with, you don't ask for the black pen. You ask for the African American pen.
I can just see a room full of I can see a room full of white people teaching that to other white people. I can see that.
Is that what goes on at these business meetings, Corey?
They say, don't do anything to offend them.
Don't offend them.
And then Daquan walks in from HR.
All right. Well, anyways, so.
Daquan's one of the good ones.
You have your castle, and you can upgrade everything inside castle. So, and you can also have battles and stuff like that inside your
inside the castle.
Inside your castle.
Yeah. And you have to make sure the enemies don't seize your throne, you know.
Oh, okay, that's pretty, all right.
Yeah, it's actually really
so it's cool. Like a Game of Thrones.
No.
Okay. You just heard a word. That, okay.
Bam, that's exactly what happened.
Like, you guys are like first-person shooter and Street Fighter people. It's like describing a whole nother world. Like, freaking get on my level.
Wow.
Jesus, she's spitting hot fire tonight.
Come
like,
on.
Usually when what you're playing comes through, Larissa gets out of the way. She says, wow, and then ducks under the table. And then this time she...
Yeah, but I'm a super huge fan of like Persona, Fire Emblem, and then Advanced Tactics. Mm, so
interesting.
We're gonna have to move on to the man in the hoodie, the gangster with the golden voice.
No gangster at
the
all.
The senpai from Grant High, Aaron Carter. What you been playing?
I finished up the Division Betas. That was it was just amazing.
It was good.
The game is good. I actually got some pretty strong weapons. I'm a little upset that it ended.
Does anything
nothing
carry over?
No, nothing carries over.
Wait, what?
From the Division. And I got an email today, actually, that said, thank you for playing the Division.
Yeah.
And,
did it say, thanks for actually keeping your damn mouth shut about this one?
No.
Was open beta,
it was
wasn't
open.
It?
So yeah, it was yeah, open. They encouraged you to actually go out and stream.
Yeah, because people were streaming this one. And you, of all people, say day one.
Day woo, everybody.
And
if you don't have that car, go buy it.
Gaming Since Gaming, you guys actually agree on something. So for those
rare
of you,
occasion,
yeah.
Gaming Since Gaming,
we actually got to play with Gaming Since Gaming.
No way.
Yeah
he hopped in with us and we did some rogue hunting.
If you follow the podcast, you know we're from Sacramento and we get to come in contact with other awesome Sacramento creators. And Gaming Since Gaming has a YouTube channel where he goes through and essentially does collectibles, and he gets them out super early. He's usually on the cutting edge of this stuff, but he is also one of our patrons, and he will be hosting the show with us at a time coming up soon. But because he's in that patron bracket, he gets to play games with us pretty much whenever the hell he wants.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
I just saw him online.
No, anyone who plays, if you're in the $15 price range, you get access to our Discord where you can join up with us, exchange information, and play games.
That wasn't him hosting the show.
What do you mean hosting the show?
Is that what you just asked? If that
no.
was him? Oh, okay.
Playing games with us.
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
Like I said, it was dope.
Did you guys actually work together as a team? Because
you
have to.
You can't break and just do your own thing for too long, or you will get.
You'll die.
Yeah, you'll die.
There were a couple times when I died, and so I had to respawn at the checkpoint, which is outside of the dark zone. And we had, as a team, we had moved into about the middle of the dark zone. And so when I respawned, I had to go through by myself, and I was so nervous. It was like I was actually running through it.
There was a part where we played where we cornered, like, what was it, two people? In
yeah.
that alleyway, right?
Yeah.
And these guys were just like, they were like last standing it, right? They were already our rogues, and they had the skulls on their heads for saying it was like they were marked them in or whatever they call it. I can't remember the name of it. But they were stuck in the alley, backs against the wall, and they were fighting for their lives. And all of us were just trying to get them, you know, because you'll get a lot of experience and you might get some cool loot from it. And they held it down for the longest time until the whole server eventually just flooded the crap out of them, and they couldn't survive. And it's moments like that make that game. It's like that just organically happened. There was no script, you know. Two guys were rogues. They jumped in, you know, into a corner, and they tried to survive. There was no way out anyway. They were going to die.
Oh, we do have a message from chat. We'll read these every once in a while. Faith Shield says, the Division has an interesting concept, but the problem is they don't follow their own storyline. The weapons in the game are unrealistic for the application used. They are real guns, but they aren't supposed to be used for that stuff. I don't see that as a huge problem for me when I'm playing the game. Too much realism. Like, that's annoying, too.
Well, let's see. It's a video game.
Exactly.
So it's not real.
Yeah.
And all your imagination should just be like wide open. If there's a bow and arrow in there with a boxing glove at the end of it, you should just deal with it. It's a video game.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want realism, why don't you walk out the front door?
Why don't you walk out the front door and go get it?
Did it once. The graphics sucked.
Exactly. Exactly.
I take it back. Graphics were okay. The storyline was weak.
If it was something like stupid weird out of it, like if all of a sudden there was just, you know, a T-Rex that just walked down, you know, the street, then I can be like, okay, that's kind of throwing me out of the vibe of this game.
Yeah.
But there was instances where, I don't know if you were playing, when I was, I logged in and I was like, okay, I'm making my way towards you guys. And it may have been just Jerry and Noel. And I was like, I'm stuck on 36th Street. And like, because there was nothing else to tell them where I'm at. You know, they can see me on the map. But I was like, come down, you know, whatever main street.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I remember
and
that.
And I was like, I was calling out street names for them to find my location. And I was like, you guys are going to, you know, make a left there and you'll see a group of people shooting at me and stuff like that. It's like, I don't know, just weird stuff like that got me more into the game. So I'm definitely going to pick that one up. But I'm going to download it. So
lots of like, oh shit moments like that you'll be talking about.
Definitely. Yeah. And then finding the rare loot is always awesome, you know. When you see like a blue light pop up from the loot or the purple light pop up from the loot or whatever it is, it's definitely just, it gives you, I just want to see them do more. It's a beta, of course, but I just want to see more of it.
All right, Mr. Webb, what you been playing?
I've been playing the Division beta.
Yeah, there it is.
And, it was good. The one thing, though, that was frustrating for me is when you're going after the rogues, everybody wants to be the last one to kill the rogue. They want to be right there. And so, like in that situation that Aaron was talking about when they were backed up against the wall, by the time the whole server had gotten there, we almost had them down. And so a few of us threw a grenade into the corner to get them. And two other people, not on our team, they ran in at the same time, got the killing blow, but then the grenades went off, which did enough damage to them to mark us as rogues.
Yeah.
So then we had to turn around and haul ass out of there because then they were turning around on us. That was...
The chases are fun.
It's fun.
The chases are fun. When you're running down... Because were you with us when we chased down the whole four team of rogues?
Yeah, and they
and
were
we picked
up
them
on,
off one by one? Yeah. When we were running away from them, we were literally picking them off. So, like, one guy went down and then his partner came back to try to pick him up. But all four of these guys came out the subway and just running because they know they were marked. So one goes down... And then they get picked up, and then they continue running, and then we drop them, and it's like, he's dead, and so there's three left, and then we're just chasing them all through the city. We drop the second one, and then the third one, and it was like, you're the only one left, dude. Just stand down and let us get this kill. And he just keeps booking it, but we got him eventually, but it's just like, the chases are, they're fun. Like, it's the, I don't know, the most fun I've had in a video game that's a shooter in a good long while.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Day one, everybody. Day woo. Pick
day
it
one.
Up.
What have been playing, Corey?
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
I noticed that you need
don't
to
feed
okay,
into
okay,
it,
fine.
Webb.
Damn. All right. I think Webb has what it takes to make it through these Richard Pryor glasses. I'm just going to say it for the record.
He's white with hair. The sky's the limit.
I've been playing Street Fighter V, ladies and gentlemen. And I played it I had a long, hard sit down with it last night, and I'm just
really
I sat down with it and I stroked it for a good 3 hours. Webb takes off his headphones.
I can still hear.
Webb is now jamming a screwdriver into his ear holes.
It's still the brain retains the memory.
It was awesome. I really found myself enjoying it. Aaron, we had a conversation. I got messages from some of our fans who are really into the fighting game community.
Okay.
The FGC.
Okay.
And they're like, I had to stop listening because Aaron was so wrong about what he was saying about Daigo and Lupe Fiasco.
Okay. What were they saying?
They said that had you known what you were talking about or had more experience in Street Fighter, that you would know that there's no way on any earth that Daigo could possibly drop a match to Lupe Fiasco.
He just did, though.
He did, but that's why it was a work.
Oh, okay.
It's
again, why?
For more publicity. No. I think it was a bad move. No. I have no way I think that should have happened.
You don't drop a match for publicity you smash for publicity and you let them know, hey, this ain't a game.
This ain't a game.
This is what I do, Lupe. But you got fiascoed, so sorry, guys. I mean, it's not Lupe's fault because he's playing.
Well, when you look at the when they were saying that the strategy Lupe was doing, and the person who helped, I'll just bust him out. His name is Mr. Howard.
Okay,
Roger Howard, long time listener,
first time follower,
friend of the show.
Okay, yeah.
He's helped me, given me a lot of videos and tutorials, right? And in one of the tutorials specifically was how to deal with beating Jada.
Okay.
And in that breakdown, Jada likes to spam power moves with Cammy, basically. And the lesson was, you know, identify those power moves and then just punish accordingly. Lupe Fiasco, I guess, in the match was just spamming power moves a lot, and then there was no punish for them. And it's not because of Street Fighter V compared to 4. They're very identical. Anybody with the amount of skill and ability to get that high in Ultra Street Fighter 4, this should have been second nature to them. So there
and
was,
you feel that because going from 4 to 5.
Yes, 100%. Especially playing Ryu. And they're both playing Ryu and Ken. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, those characters have not changed very much over the years. So, all that to say, the game was a work, and I think it's going to take like some. There's going to be Street Fighter Gate, or Fiasco Gate.
I don't think
something.
I don't think any more details or any type of investigations will go into it. You know who's going to investigate your weird, you know, conspiracy theorist video game fans. That's who's going to investigate more
game theories.
And when they find out that. If they find out either or if the game was thrown or not, it would make no difference. It still all looks bad on Daigo.
Yeah.
The only way he could have come out of this smelling like roses is if he just pummeled the crap out of Lupe Fiasco.
Yep.
Like, it makes no... I mean, if this is what you do, that's what you should do then.
Yeah.
No matter what game it is. If it was Tetris, if it was Call of Duty, you there's no feasible reason
for him
to throw a match.
It delegitimizes the street for the FGC.
So then why would... Yeah, exactly. Why would you have your top name go out there? Why would you have Jordan go out there and lose?
Drop a match to Justin Bieber.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, don't give me... So, and I'm but, right then. Daigo lost.
Daigo made a mistake. Yeah.
He lost.
If he took... Yeah. I don't know. The FGC lost. Let's put it that way.
We'll I don't think they lost because,
we all
like
lost.
You guys said the last time, if somebody else calls Fiasco out, which he does not have to respond, they better go there and just smash.
Yeah.
But I think it's too late now because this is like he can blame it on other stuff. Oh, you've had the game for a long time. Yeah, it's too late. It's too late.
Too late to apologize.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah, I've been quite disappointed.
All right. What a riveting round of what you're playing. But now we're going to move on to Greener Pastures because we have a very exciting feature for you guys, and we're going to be doing more of these in the future. These are little games that we're going to start incorporating our live chat into. So if you listen to the podcast, we love you. That's amazing. We appreciate it. But to get the full experience of Video Game Bang, you want to check us out live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, where you can participate in weird things like this. So we went through, we had a little break, and we got three listeners, viewers, whatever you want to call them, from Twitch, and they're going to take turns joining us on the show. When they come onto the show, they're going to pick which panelists they want to be their partner, and then we're going to be playing this. The game is actually called the No Name Game Game. Are you laughing at the name?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's the only thing you can come up with that's not copyright infringement.
What's going to happen is they're going to pick a partner, and one of the VGB panelists has a list of games. They're going to have to run through the list of games describing the game without using any names of the characters, without using a word or the title of the game. They can't use sounds like or anything like that. And what's going to happen is the person on the line that we have on our private Discord server will try and guess the game. And each panelist is going to have 1 minute to get through as many games as possible. Whoever guesses the most correctly wins. Any questions from the table? Aaron?
Nope.
You understand?
God damn it.
Yep.
You seem a little butthurt.
About what?
I don't know. Whenever a competition comes around, you kind of shut down.
No.
He gets into what this thing some athletes call the zone.
Maybe you don't know about it. Yeah.
Callbacks. I love it.
Yeah.
Any questions from the field? Webb.
Did you say we have a limited number of, like, hints we can give them? Like, where you can
There's
only
no
do
limited
three?
Number
There's
of
no?
hints.
No? Okay.
No, it's a free-for-all. It's going to go down. You're going to have 1 minute to get through as many as possible.
Okay.
So it's
gotcha.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Larissa, any questions for you?
No.
Okay, so because he is one of our patrons, he will get to be on the show first. Welcome to the show, everybody. Joel, a.k.a. Gaming Sense Gaming.
What's up?
All right. So, Joel, you are, of course, one of our patrons, so you get to go first. Which VGB cast member would you like to play with?
That's a hard question. I'm sorry. I've been looking at your guys' faces and trying to figure out who thinks they've got this.
Well, you've watched enough episodes to pretty much get a general sense that of who knows what. So you want to pick probably a person who has the quickest wits and the most video game knowledge, because you're going to want good clues.
All right, we're going to go with Aaron then.
He's the smartest
wow.
person. Yeah, I mean,
shots fired.
He's smart.
I was the one that made the lists.
Yeah, but...
Just
nothing.
Now.
That means literally nothing.
It doesn't give you too much of an advantage.
Can you say publishers?
Look, this one's still researching.
We're trying to cheat.
I'm asking because otherwise I'm going to say these things.
No, no publishers.
Yeesh.
No personal pronouns.
Like Ubisoft.
Can you name the art director's assistant?
Like personal pronouns are a no-no.
I think you could, if they get it off of that, I would allow that. If you named
I would award bonus points.
Yeah, I would say you just win. You win for
that's
knowing
that's it.
That.
That's end of the game. Thanks all right. for ruining it.
Aaron
no,
Carter,
I'm not ready yet.
You get to go first.
So I'm already going?
Yeah, you're okay. ready. Do you have your list of games handy?
I do now, yes.
Okay, so your partners, Joel, say introduce each other. Get on the same page. Take 3 or 4 seconds to introduce
them. GSG, get ready, because we're about to blow through these.
Gross.
Sounds good.
Get that thinking cap on.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now.
You can hack people's cell phones.
Watch Dogs.
There's snow everywhere, and you shout at things. You shout at giant lizards, dragons. Oh my god, we're going on to the next one.
Yeah, that's a fast.
Okay.
Post-apocalyptic, awesome video game.
Borderlands. Raid.
Came out last year. Post-apocalyptic video game came out last year. Good lord.
Damn, man.
You're horrible. This one of these games took place in Africa where you were sick. You're right. Say it. Thank you.
All right, too.
Sheesh. A little kid that wears a green tunic. Sometimes a blue tunic.
Zelda,
there you go. There you go. The female Lara Croft.
Time! The female Lara Croft?
You meant Drake.
Thank you.
The male Lara...
Nathan Drake.
Well, but he got it, though. It didn't matter what I said.
He got it after the buzzer.
After the buzzer.
How did you not get snow everywhere, yells at dragons?
See, this is...
Probably because I haven't played the game. What is that?
You haven't played Skyrim?
No.
Oh, see? Not my fault. His fault on that.
All right, Aaron is a double-edged sword. You picked him. He does have a vast video game knowledge, but he's hard to work with. I've learned anything in 3 years, it's nearly impossible to work with a guy. Joel learned the hard way.
He got Watch Dogs perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have to move on to the next one. So
how
Joel,
many was that? There's three?
Joel, stand by.
That was only three?
You guys got three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to Mr. Shibby. So you have been unmuted, sir. How are you doing, Shibby?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Welcome. So did you get to hear everything that happened?
Yeah, I did. And I got to say, he said Drake, not Uncharted.
Oh, that's true.
But it was after.
It was after anyway. So they didn't get the point for that one.
If he had said Drake before, I would have been like, yeah, keep going. But
he would have
said
after. You used to call me on the cell phone.
Terrible, terrible.
All right. So Mr. Shibby. Welcome to the show. You get your choice of the lovely, voluptuous David Webb or the brainy Larissa.
All right. Well, I know Larissa, so I'm obviously going to have to go with David Webb.
Thank you.
Wow. That's a smart move, sir. He's like, I know her well enough to know that I want to win.
So I am not picking
Webb. If I had to stare at one for 6 hours straight, the choice would have been different.
It would have still been Webb.
Would it?
Mm-hmm. You said voluptuous, so
yeah, did.
You can't be surprised.
I might be worse than Joel at this.
Oh. Well, that's okay, because I'm better at hints than Aaron. So.
Wow.
Oh, jeez. I love this. All right, so here we incorrect. Go. You guys both understand the game? Take this minute to get to know each other.
Good lord.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, it's good.
All right. That's
all right, here we go.
Every interaction between two white guys who don't know each other.
That's exactly. Nailed it.
All right, your time starts now.
In this game, you're a character, your head is not connected to your body, and you play athletics.
I have no idea.
Okay, we'll move on. you dig up blocks, and you can build things with them.
Minecraft.
Okay. You steal, vehicles in this...
GTA.
Okay, yeah. That's...
Five.
You go around eating mushrooms and jumping on
Super
things.
Super Mario.
You are a soldier with a advanced
Call of Duty.
Armor.
Titanfall.
Okay, we'll go on. okay, you're still a soldier in current times, and you're fighting... Yeah, I'll skip that one. That one's too hard. Let's see. Okay, New York... On the day after Black Friday, there is a terrorist attack.
Time! Three!
Man,
that was confusing because I looked at the games. The first one was Halo. You're a soldier with like an advanced armor. And then the very next one was Call of Duty.
I think you gave up too early on some of those webs. If you stuck with them for a little bit.
What was the athletic one?
Wii Sports.
Good.
What do you not have a head?
Jesus.
Yeah, your little me guy isn't connected. No, I said you don't have a neck.
No, you said head.
Did I say head?
I think you said you don't have a head.
Oh, that was my bad.
To the body.
The head's not connected to the body. Yeah, it just kind of bobs
in. All right, Shibby, we're going to have to put you on.
What happens if it's a tie?
If Larissa pulls out a four clue win,
she can do it. It's very much a possibility. I think you guys dropped the ball a lot. This is a new game.
No,
I rigged her list, so it's going to be a tiebreaker.
Yeah, you did, dude.
What the shit? His webs was clearly on him. I gave immaculate clues.
All right, so joining us in the chat is BR King. How are you doing, man?
I'm amazing.
I'm so
wow,
sorry.
Wow, look at
you
that voice.
I'm amazing.
Is this Batman?
No.
That's what BR is, Batman and Robin King.
This is,
Superman.
Scroose Quain.
Yeah. All right, well, you have an amazing voice. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at the world, you are paired with Larissa, so you guys take a minute to get to know each other.
Hi.
Larissa. All right. They set the bar so low, we can't possibly lose.
Damn!
I so hope you can get my clues because I've been thinking about this the whole time they've been playing.
You want to know my secret identity?
Shots definitely fired.
All
right.
I just trust that you Googled with all your might.
I did.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Because I seriously haven't played. I haven't played any of these. It's disgusting. Don't. You're gonna make me panic.
Okay.
I'm not good under time.
Just never stop talking.
Okay.
All right, this is it for all the marbles. If he wins, he wins a very awesome prize out of our junk drawer.
Okay.
All right, so here we go, and your time starts now.
Okay, 2 weeks ago, the movie just came out. He wears red and black.
Deadpool.
Okay. The game came out last year. It's got zombie mode. It's got kill confirmed. It's got...
Call of Duty.
which one?
Specifics?
Black Ops 3.
Okay. This one is Corey's favorite game. Just came out a couple weeks ago.
Division?
No. It's a... It's got the chick with the big-ass thighs.
Street Fighter.
Thank you.
Five.
Fatalities. This has fatalities in it.
Mortal Kombat X.
Continue.
This game is... It's also a game and a movie. He's an assassin. On the cover art of his games, he holds two guns and he wears a tuxedo and he's bald.
Hitman.
Thank you. This game is a mix of Dead Island and parkour. just came out last year, new gen consoles. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
It's an open world, kind of like Grand Theft Auto. You can steal cars.
Oh god, I know this.
God, it just came out last
time.
Year.
Time. Wow. Yeah. Six.
Very good.
Solid. That was a crisp six. Right there.
Very good. Boom! In your face, Garrett.
Very good.
Wow, congratulations.
Larissa, I would have chosen you, given the choice.
Aw, thank you.
You had no choice, though.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but
you had no choice.
I got a lie.
So, well, it worked.
Congratulations, BR King. You've been in chat for a while. You just really rose to the occasion. You defeated Aaron and Webb alongside Larissa. Do you have anything you would like to say to America before we cut you out?
I'd like to thank my parents for giving birth to me. Of course, whoever sent me that private message.
All right. So be sure to send us a private message on Twitch with your address, your shipping address, and phone number, and we will get that out the door this week.
Okay.
All right. That's how the game is played, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause for you guys. Ben. Wow.
I feel like he beat the other two. Not us, Webb.
Yeah.
What?
I think that's accurate.
That's very accurate.
I think he
what's wrong?
He beat the other two contestants.
Wow. Yeah. So you're not even going to go
you
down?
You know what I want to say is that the last three games we played, Password, I won them both.
Well, this is not Password, though. This is nothing
this
like
is not Password.
Game.
This is
I have. You guys have
the
not
no-name
beat
game
me
game.
Yet.
This
so.
Is a no-name game. It's completely different than Password.
No, it's not.
It's Password.
It's the no-name game. It's way different than and way better, I should say, than anything Aaron's ever come
it
up
is.
With.
It is. I like
well,
it better because
all,
you have a list of things to choose from. But honestly, these are all games I've never played, so.
But she kind of got some mainstreamers. This game has fatalities. Oh, I don't know. Donkey Kong Country.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Webb had some very good games that had like some layups that he
so let's
fumbled.
Give out
like
let's
Halo
give out,
come
let's
on
give out our, let's give out our names you got your names of your game still
no let's hold them we want to save them for the next shows like let's not go through anymore
well I gotta
how would you have okay what would have been Halo what would have been a good one for Halo
it's not my job to come up with
nothing he has nothing that's
yeah,
what that is
exactly.
I can't decipher what that
it's
is
it's not my job you know I can't give you guys the tips to success
that's don't give horrible. Us the tips
only Richard Pryor can give you the tips to success
I don't want
in a series of seminars
for only $5.99
$200
damn. Good lord
yeah
out of your pocket
no
I was gonna say
$200
I guessed your games though.
Did you guess my games?
Yeah, I was guessing them in my head as you were describing them. I got them.
It was easy stuff. Well, at least for the clues that I was giving. The only one that I think that I would have ran in trouble was this one here.
Oh, hell no.
Which one?
This one here.
Yeah.
But how
that one, I threw that one in as a curveball.
That one, literally, yeah.
That's fucked up. But
because
yeah.
Only thing I can think of.
What was it? You can say it now, because that's going to be frustrating.
It's Pokemon Blue.
It's Pokemon Blue.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Everything else I got.
Oh.
Fallout 4.
Oh, I thought you were
that's
pointing easy.
I don't know why.
Pokemon
I don't know
Blue?
Why Gaming Since Gaming did get Fallout 4.
I know. Well, he. I don't know if he liked the game. Or
it don't matter. Much. I said post-apocalyptic game that came
what's
out
funny is
last
he
year.
Said, he said Borderlands, and Borderlands was on my list. And so I almost said post-apocalyptic game.
I love Gaming Since Gaming like a brother, but you know he only plays Tomb Raider.
And Destiny.
No, he plays Last of Us.
Destiny. The Last of Us and Division. Those are the only games the man plays.
Dark Souls 3, I would have got that. Like, stupid, hard RPG. Plants vs. Zombies might would have been a little difficult.
This is the stuff that we're going to be doing more of, people. We're going to be doing more games like this. Webb has been working on a collection of different games that we're going to be doing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get into a little bit of news before we do our last segment. Halo's Arbiter is dishing out pain in the new Killer Instinct Season 3 trailer.
So we got Arbiter back.
In Killer Instinct.
In some form or fashion, we got Arbiter back.
Well, he made a little appearance in Halo 5.
Did he? I never played it yet, so that's...
Yeah, so he's been back.
Oh, he did.
He's been around, and now he's going to be dishing out pain in Killer Instinct Season 3. I like this. I think
I
he fits... Okay, explain why.
Well, first of all, Killer Instinct, they haven't even got their basic, all their Killer Instinct roster on there yet, do they?
No,
from
but
like the old ones.
So that's the prerequisite? They have to bring back every member of the original cast before they can
all
dip
the
into
ones
this?
That the people want, yes.
who do they want still?
Let's see. They just got the boxing guy on there now, right? They've already had him on there.
Yeah,
right?
He's been back.
Okay. They have Glacier's counterpart, the fire guy already.
Cinder? I don't know if Cinder's.
See what I mean? There. See what I mean? How can you have
but for a man who
Ryu,
doesn't even play the game?
How can you have very... Ryu and no Ken? That's what I'm saying.
That's
right
what you'd,
there.
You'd equate Cinder and the other guy whose name I can't even think of right now to Ryu Glacier. And Ken.
Yeah. Think about it. It's just like if you had Mortal Kombat, Scorpion, no ice, no Sub-Zero. Boom. They always have a color swap of a character in their fighting game, do they not?
Yeah.
But also, so don't we want games to push the boundaries
and
not just follow
Killer
the same?
Instinct
yeah.
is doing that?
Yeah, by adding the Arbiter?
No. Mortal Kombat adds random off-the-wall people in their games
See,
all the time.
That's when it gets out of hand, though. When they start picking characters that aren't even known for fighting. Like
Arbiter's known for shooting.
No, he's got the sword in his hand. Like, he's going to be using the sword. He got
hand-to-hand
combat.
Oh, so he's not
going
to shoot at all in this.
I doubt it.
Oh, okay, see, that's what
he's
I
He's going to shoot laser beams out of the sword.
Wow. Yeah.
That's his projectile.
That's so dumb.
Pew, pew.
I don't know.
Is that what it sounds like to you?
Yeah.
What other characters have they gone off the... I thought they put somebody else. Oh, they're putting the Battletoad in it, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so they're just copying Mortal Kombat. They're trying to look for what game can we throw in our fighting game. That
and
Mario's
that's not
next?
It's not interesting.
No, we're getting Mario in there next.
What about this isn't interesting?
That seems
though?
Like the trend though with fighting games. Look at your Mortal Kombat's doing it.
Well, we are
Killer Instinct's doing it. Smash Brothers is
yeah.
kind of you know throwing in some randos in there, like the witch. What's her name?
Wait, what? Go back.
Smash Brothers is throwing. What's the witch's the Bayonetta?
Oh,
she's
oh, yeah.
in their game. You know, like.
That's
right? Does it seem like Nintendo? No.
We are in the age of the crossover, though,
because
Aaron.
No. Because Bayonetta originally was 360. That's an M-rated title. And they pushed it over to the Wii U, and that was disgusting.
Boobies.
Like, what the...
So...
That's not a game
I understand,
for their console.
I understand
it's
we want
genre.
A crossover. That's fine. I like
well, we're
sharing.
In the age of crossovers. Look at everything in our movies, in our TV shows. That's what gets the people going. Like, when no one cares about Flash or Arrow until they cross over.
They're in the same universe.
Now
you're
they're
telling
even,
me Arbiter and...
I'm not saying it does. They don't have to be in the same universe, but you just put that title crossover and you put characters from different series. We're still in a time period where that's like balls
crack.
Awesome. You can cross over anything now. And
no.
No.
Yeah.
Name the worst thing that could be crossed over.
Let's see. Madden and FIFA.
Oh, that's a perfect crossover waiting to happen.
Right
no,
there.
It's not.
You actually see how much of a sissy these
no.
football soccer players
oh,
are.
Yeah, no.
Playing an American sport on our turf.
It's terrible. Okay, let's put Super Mario and Dark Souls. Let's cross it over.
You know
what
would be
doing.
Cool? A Super Mario Grand Theft Auto.
See, like,
oh, yeah.
That semi fits if you just had like the full.
Yeah.
So it's like Mario roll. Kart, but you actually have to steal the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then race.
And crossovers don't always work. And it's easy to do in a fighting game because you're just taking a kit, or if you want to call it, of some random fighter and then throwing a skin over it. That's all you're doing.
But the movies, Avengers crossover, big time.
That's
money.
Different.
X-Men,
that's different.
They crossed over with their own franchise.
Also different.
Big.
They're all in their same universe. This is
Mortal Kombat's been doing it with all these different characters.
This is you taking a pot of chili and then putting a
crossover's
ear of corn
a crossover,
in it,
man.
An ear of corn and saying it's food. Eat it. No.
Smash has been doing it successfully. People love crossovers.
Smash is starting to borderline it, though. Because at first, they were throwing in people that have all been on Nintendo consoles, right? And then when their first...
Sonic, I think, was the big, first
their,
big
that,
one.
Yeah, that was their first
oh,
really
yeah,
kind of borderline
when they put
one.
Snake into Smash Brothers?
Snake was in it?
That was freaking weird to me.
But see, because they were digging. Snake has started on Nintendo in Metal Gear on the NES, but that was really digging back.
Yeah,
like,
but
nobody
the,
knows
the persona
him from that.
He's become
yes,
nowadays
exactly.
is very mature titled. So to see him on such a family console and more like aimed towards younger generations, it's kind of like, because now those kids are going to be like, oh, what games does he play? And now they're going to go to all the M-rated
oh my
titles.
God.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like that should... happens.
Aaron, what's a crossover? You know, you are Mr. Negative Nancy.
I'm positive Paul, sir.
What is a crossover you want to see?
A crossover I want to see? Yeah. Me and Webb have been talking about this for a little while. Oh, with Smite. Yeah. If we took the Marvel Universe and threw it into the Smite video game, I would love that.
So into Smite. So like they announced a new god named Wolverine.
Not
new gods. The all of
the mechanics of Smite.
I don't consider that a crossover.
That's a huge freaking.
No, that's not a crossover.
Just call it freaking.
Crossover is when you take two franchises and put them into one.
Call it Marvel Smite.
Marvel Smite?
Yeah. Thor is still in it, is he not?
Boom. Loki.
Loki's still in it? Yeah.
So that's a crossover.
Boom. They're all in it. When Hercules?
When you high five Webb, you should know.
There it is. When Hercules is a Marvel champion. Hercules? Boom.
When you high five Webb, you should know that you're probably on the wrong track. Sir.
I think I'm on the right track. People would love that game so hard.
God.
That it would be so considered hard. Rape. That's what I'm going with.
Most recent, next news story. We got to move on. Ronda Rousey wants to play Samus in a Metroid movie.
Oh, Ronda Rousey. Yeah.
She just wants to be in a movie.
Well, because she got kicked really hard in the head, guys. So she's not thinking straight.
That is cold-blooded.
No, I tell you what's cold-blooded. That kick to the face. That was cold-blooded. That was cold-blooded.
Did you guys hear? She actually went through like a really hard time after that.
Yeah,
like,
she said she was suicidal and stuff. That's crazy. I don't mean to make light of it, but like, really? Like, that's crazy.
I guess when you're at the top, and then you fall like so hard.
It's that competitive edge taken to a super extreme.
You regroup and then you come back.
What you don't get, Aaron, is that athletes have this thing called the zone.
Yeah. I mean, if Rhonda really is into Dragon Ball Z, she knows once Saiyans get beat up, they come back stronger than they were before.
And instead, she's threatening suicide.
Boom. Boom.
She doesn't know what it means to be a Saiyan.
No, she doesn't.
Wow. She doesn't. What do you guys think of her as Samus? Can she do it?
No.
No. But that would be cool to see.
That's a crossover I don't want to see.
At least in the tight suit.
Yeah. I was just going to say, at least in the suit.
I don't know if anybody can play Samus that I can think. You know what? Charlize Theron.
Really? Is she a little too old?
Oh, no. She is getting up there.
A little milfy.
What's wrong with that?
Gilfy. How about that?
No, because her kids aren't old enough to have kids yet.
Clarice is like, excuse me.
What's wrong with that? I could play Samus.
But I think it had to be a tall, tall woman.
Yeah, I could.
Maybe some stilts.
No. You have to be kind of 6 foot one.
You can be short and still make an outfit look hot.
It's not about the hotness. It's about portraying the character to look like.
You don't know how tall she is.
You don't want to pull a Jack Reacher, is basically what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that guy's like 4 foot one.
Tom Cruise?
Yes. And he's coming out with another one, isn't he? Another Reacher?
Cameron Eagles. He's actually now playing Andre the Giant.
They just put him in everything. He's not the Last Samurai.
He's Dragon, yeah.
I mean, he's in everything. Yeah.
Let's just make him play the biggest characters possible.
We're going to do
it. Camera angles. Hollywood.
A reboot of Pulp Fiction. It'll be Marcellus Wallace.
Hi-Rez bringing Smite to the PS4.
Yes, they are. Terrible. It's terrible control.
You didn't have very glowing things to say. Now, you have a PS4 now. And I do. You absolutely love Smite. Where did things go wrong?
The controls. They don't let you map them out the way you want them. And they give you the alt on your face button, so it's triangle. No matter what configuration you have for their preset ones, it's always triangle, always triangle. Can't stand that.
Do you think that's something they will fix, though?
If they fix that, I can play on the PS4 and smash noobs all day. Because that's what we did, even though the buttons were all messed up. I still was able to just beat on people relentlessly. But
Smash Brothers?
No. They're talking about Smite.
Smite.
I prefer it on the PC. This is one game that I actually prefer on the PC.
Now, there's been next news story here. The Daredevil teaser for the Punisher. Did you guys see this one yet?
Mm-mm. Which one?
The one that was basically the Punisher one.
Where he walks out of the shadows?
No, it was like a full-length one that showed the Punisher's backstory, kind of talking about...
Okay, no, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that one, too.
Yeah, and then they just came out with another one for Elektra.
Saw that one.
I haven't seen her.
That was like a
yet.
Super teaser, though, because it was just
her. Sitting her. Down? Was that the one where she was sitting down on the couch? No?
No.
Did you guys see that one? Because they've thrown out so many teasers.
Well, see,
teasers,
that, they
I
put that
you.
One at the end of the Punisher one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they're going to do another teaser trailer just for Elektra. So they're kind of rolling these things out.
I saw one where Punisher is walking out of the shadows and he has Daredevil's mask in his hand.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't think I saw that.
I was like, that's freaking sick.
Now, we've talked a lot about Bernthal as Punisher the past. Are you on board? Because I remember before there was some reservations. You didn't...
No, there was never reservations. As soon as he said... as soon as I found out that it was him from The Walking Dead, I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Broken Nose Bernthal needs to be the Punisher.
Yeah, the guy looks like he's the Punisher.
Yeah, he looks like he's been in a couple of fights and lost a few. And then won the rest of them. And killed the rest of the people that he lost to. So he fits perfectly. And then their dialogue back and forth with the teaser is amazing. When Bernthal says, you know, like, when you put people down, they get back up. When I put people down, they stay down.
Yeah.
I was like, that gave me chills. I was like, oh, my God, he kills people. This is real.
I think the best part of that whole part was when he mentioned, you know, the only thing that separates me and you is, like, you're one bad day.
One bad day away from being me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, another, oh, my God. This guy is real.
Did he just say that?
He kills people.
Like, you never watch a TV show with Aaron?
Yeah, no.
Anytime somebody dies, he goes, oh, my God.
He just killed that.
He just killed him.
Oh, this is crazy. People die.
Watching Sons of Anarchy must have been very hard for you.
Oh, my God.
They just killed somebody.
He just killed somebody.
They kind of probably could have took some Sons of Anarchy actors and put them in the Punisher.
Could they?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Who do you want in there?
Just take the whole crew.
They're all Punishers.
Yeah, and let's just use the same theme song and give them the same situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just call it Sons of Punisher.
Crow Flash Ray!
Yeah, just call it Sons of Punisher.
Sons of Punisher.
That's what it is. I can't wait for it. When is it coming out? When's it coming out?
March 16th.
Yeah. No way. That soon?
I don't know.
He just
son of a mother.
Sounded good, though.
No.
And
no, it didn't.
He said it with conviction, so I believed him. I mean,
<'cause
it's> right? Because that's what it means, right?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Let's
what
find
it
out.
Means.
Let's see. Daredevil season 2 comes out April.
April. I like it. So we're gonna do start moving into our last segment of the show. Now, basically, this is the last Wednesday of the month, so we're gonna pay tribute to our lovely patrons. Which what we're going to do is we're going to choose a theme. So if anybody in our chat right now can think of a theme that they would like to hear us read names to. So like before we did cheesy porn music, I think before we did Fiesta, I don't know. We can do what are some other ones?
I like the movie idea.
The movie voice.
The movie voice idea. We'll see. We'll
Aaron
let chat
can do that one.
But that was one we would have to build up to. You know what I mean?
We need some epic music.
We need the music. We need a plot or something. He was a girl.
Yeah.
Gaming since gaming.
Wow, you are
he
very...
He was salty because he lost a game.
Did some, yeah, you can put some stuff like that in there. Starring. And then what's the... I need the list of names again. Hold on.
Yeah, pull up the list of names. You guys got to have this ready because we're going to be doing this very shortly. I'm waiting for chat. Someone said Gladiator soundtrack.
Bum, bum, bum,
horror
bum.
Theme?
Horror theme?
I kind of like horror theme. I might want to wait that one for October.
Yeah, that's
yeah. So come back in 8 short months, and you can hear that theme.
You'll be surprised. That 8 short months is...
What about like a genre of music, Aaron?
A genre of music?
Yeah.
I mean, Rihanna's hot right now, right, Web?
Yep. That's how we're announce the names that way, too.
Yes, a horror theme. That's what I was thinking when you said horror.
Yeah, I like horror theme.
Me too.
Do we have to say, are we saying their name or like Hannah Porter Music?
Yeah.
Starring Hannah Porter
Music.
See
who sets his calendar. Yeah. I love you.
Goliath Prime.
Goliath Prime.
So he lost his job. Christopher Ball in...
And the theme we've decided to go with this week is Mortal Kombat, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like flipping a switch.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to start the song, and then we're going to go through the names. We'll start with, I'll go first. We'll work around clockwise. Webb will go, Aaron will go, Larissa, and we will go until we get through all of the names of our lovely patrons.
Wait a minute, I'm going third?
We're going third.
That name is not threatening at all for a Mortal Kombat.
All right. We'll start after the guy screams Mortal Kombat like a maniac.
I need the list.
It's in chat, our Facebook chat.
Oh, that's what that was. You said that like forever ago.
Goliath Prime Fatality.
Masswort Fatality.
You just copied what I said.
I didn't know we were supposed to do different things.
So you just copy? That's
your
yep. first thing?
I didn't know what to do with my hands.
I appreciate your criticism.
What voice are you supposed to use?
You can do whatever you want.
Steven Hillier, non-threatening.
Gaming since gaming, sore loser.
Oh, topical. He just got his ass kicked. Yeah, that's messed up. Jerry Panericon, creep. That's Creepy Jerry for those of you who follow the show.
Alexander Bags.
You just can't think of any. Fatality. Just like, say fatality. Move on.
Fatality.
That'd be the worst. If I input in my code and somebody died, fatality. Steven Gutierrez. Friendship.
Aw, that's so gay.
Wow.
I don't know who this person is.
Crystal?
Yeah.
Just take your best guess.
I guess just say that name then.
Crystal, unknown.
There you go. All right. Let's see. Where are we at?
You know where you're at. Yeah. You know where you're at.
Aaron Carter. Friendship.
Wow. He's copied what I said.
Noel Beltran. Rage.
Rage?
Should have just stuck with fatality. Should have stuck with fatality.
Kendra Kennedy Vio. Babality.
Aww. Aww, that's good. Christopher's balls.
I think that's enough for him. He's going to isolate that sound clip and hold on for the rest of his life.
Play over and over again.
Christopher's balls.
Hey guys, can you edit out the music for this clip, please?
Adam Ruiz. Friendship.
Wow. You're out of them, huh?
Yeah, I'm out.
Game, set, match. Fatality.
You guys really don't know any other modes on there?
No.
No.
Hannah Porter music.
Musicality.
No, musicality. That's terrible. Could have said animality.
Animality.
Terrible.
The Dragons of Ceramics.
Ceramicized.
That's terrible. That
sounds horrible.
Circumcised.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I was thinking.
Adam C. T-mobilized.
Wow.
I have to pee. Oh, wait. We're almost done.
Almost done, yeah.
Eddie Villanueva Jr. Fatality.
See, I wanted to do that one. I could have said Puerto Ricality.
Puerto Ricality.
Jennifer Phippen. Is that what this is?
Yes.
Momality.
That is my mom, yes.
Right, I was just wondering if it was.
I'm scared.
Davey Webb.
Davey Webb.
Davey Webb.
Why are you pushing up your nose?
Because it gives me the nasal voice.
It gives you the nasal voice.
She thinks you're a pig.
You're welcome. I don't
Eric Akiyama. Japaneseality.
I knew you were going to say something with Japanese.
David Logicality.
I like it. Mondo.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, it's Mondo.
Oh, okay. John Spartan Win. Finish him.
All right. That's where we got, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you all for your continued patron support. That takes us to the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. I think that was a fun show. We did something different. We stepped out of our bubble, and I think it was pretty good. You want to do more like this, Larissa?
What?
This is why I go to Aaron by default. I thought, let's step out of the bounds.
I'm just fucking with you. Are you talking about Wednesday compared to Saturday?
No, I'm just talking about like in general.
I enjoy both very much. Today was more structured than it usually is, but I'm also okay with winging it too. So,
speaking of winging it, you just winged that whole answer because that had nothing to do with what he just asked.
I appreciate your input and applaud you for your hard work on tonight's show, and I enjoyed it.
You've learned a lot. It's almost like you went to Richard Pryor class. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not already, please follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang, Facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang, and Patreon.com. If you want to join in on the fun with us, it is Patreon.com/Video Game Bang. We have a great show lined up for you this weekend. I'm sure Aaron will tell you all about it, right, Aaron? Great show?
Yeah, there's going to be some gestures going on.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's horrible.
So glad I'm not
just trying something new, guys. For David Webb, Aaron Carter, Larissa, my name is Corey Vincent, and you have just been banged.
Somebody died?